Okay, we want to hear the word of God. Please be ready because the Lord is just about to speak to our hearts. I want to take this opportunity to welcome the man of God, Pastor Francis, who is going to bring to us the word of the Lord. Can you welcome him as he comes to the microphone, please?
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, my brother is here. Okay. I don't know. Maybe I'll lower it a bit. He was telling me that it is too noisy. Can't understand it. Anyway, God is good. Tell your neighbor, God is good. God is good. And all the time? Tell your neighbor, I'm a mouthpiece of the Most High God. Just tell him or her. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a royal priesthood, chosen nation, people of God. Amen. Never ever allow the devil to betray you. Even yourself, never ever betray yourself. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, you are up there. You live in Hallelujah Square with our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want yourself to, you know, to encourage yourself. Who else are you waiting to encourage you? The devil can't encourage you. In fact, he's trying to bring you down every single minute. Why? He doesn't want you to make it. He was there, and he knows all Hallelujah Square. He knows everything as pertains to heaven. So he won't like you to go there. Can you hear me? He has vowed with his hell, and he says, no, you won't make it. But I thank God, because he has given us life, and life more abundantly. Amen? For we know the evil one, he comes to steal, to kill and destroy. But our God, he comes to give life and give it. Hallelujah. That's the God I serve. That's the Holy One of Israel. Amen. I won't let nobody betray me, including Francis. Can you hear me? Including Francis, because Francis, the outermost man, is not going to heaven. Get me right. But the innermost Francis, the innermost Francis is making to heaven. Hallelujah. Same with you. Amen. Just because. How about the donkey? How about the donkey that God used during Balaam's time? How about it? You are just like that. But God is using you every single day. Amen. And he want to continue using you as far as you live. Amen. I'll talk of his oracles. Whether I talk when I'm down there, whether up there, he remains God and I am not. Get me right. There is God in heaven and Francis is not. There is God in heaven and you are not. Hallelujah. And we are making it. Why? He came to his own, but his own rejected him. But for they that accepted him, you and me, we were made the sons of the, and the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I didn't choose myself, but he chose me. Hallelujah, he knows why. The steps of the righteous, they are ordered by God. I was ordered, and I am what I am, and I'm proud of what I am. This is why at times you see me walking shoulder high, not because I have a lot of, you know, dollars in my pocket, not because I'm tall, not because I'm big, not because I'm handsome, but I bear the image of the Most High God. Hallelujah! When it comes to that, don't sympathize with me. Take your sympathy with you. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Whether I talk Gujarati, are you getting it? Whether I talk nonsense, but I'm talking as pertains kingdom, that's enough. Amen? Yes, yes. Don't try to sympathize with the donkey carrying Jesus. Hallelujah. The donkey carrying Jesus. How about it? How was it feeling? How was that donkey feeling? When walking on those roads, put every kind of, branches, going to Jerusalem. How was the donkey feeling? I feel good. Amen. I feel good. I feel good. I feel good because I'm honored. I am highly, highly, highly honored to be a mouthpiece of the Most High God. And you are. Tell your neighbor, I'm a mouthpiece of the Most High God. Yes, because you want to talk of his oracles one of these fine days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is nice. I'll give it to you. It's from me. I'm not faking it. It's from the bottom of my heart. It's from there. And I want to cough it out to you guys because it's nice. Ooh, we are there. We are there. Tell your neighbor, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, comma, God. That's what we are going to preach today. That's what we are going to share today. And even if we say hallelujah and we go, is that not the sermon of today? In the beginning, tell your neighbor, in the beginning, God. Amen. We want to touch here and there, and we are done, and we go home and eat whatever we want to eat, and we will be free. Amen. So we want to take some three characters from the Bible, because why do we get those people? Because we want to see how they went on. The Bible says, someone preached and said, they were walking where we are walking today. They sat where we are sitting today. So we can learn from them. If they went astray, we are not going astray. Why? We are saying, okay, there you went astray. I want to follow that route. I want to take this one. He went this way. He went that way. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to know how the heroes of faith did during their time. Hallelujah. We want to open our Bibles and no other book other than Genesis. Genesis, Genesis, Genesis. Are you there? Genesis 1. In the beginning. I want us to start with the beginning. The beginning. Are you there? Or you want me to read it for you? Purity, Sister Purity used to preach. We used to preach together, remember? Yes. Hallelujah. Were you liking it? Okay, we go ahead. Go ahead and read it for me. Or not for me, for the church. My God. I'm reading Genesis 1. Okay, start there. First of all, stop there. Underline, if you are with me, underline. In the beginning, God. Underline there. If you have your Bible, yeah, you're allowed to do that. It's your Bible, it's good. Underline, in the beginning, God. Then go on up to 4, where it is written, and God saw the light that it was good. Underline, good. And name it or put it 1. We are learning. And put it 1. Okay, let's continue. Let's go to 10. Genesis 1, 10. Write 2. Name that 2. You had 1 in verse 4. Now verse 10, we have 2. Okay, go to 12. That is 3. Good. That is 3. Then jump to 18. Amen. Okay. 4. That is 4. Go to 21. That is 5. Go to 25. God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kind, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. It was good. We reached what? 6. God created the world and its pertainings in 6 days. And the Bible says that everything that God did was good. In the beginning, God. And whatever he did was good. It was all good, and everything was made for man. I thank God that whatever was good was not made for anybody else other than for you. It was made for Adam. And Adam became a king. Adam became the ruler of the world. Because the Bible says, if you can continue down there, after his creation, everything was lined up. Animals were lined up. And Adam had to name them. And everything that Adam named, that name remained. Hallelujah. Meaning he was the king. Other than the time that his kingdom was stolen by the evil one. Let's go to Genesis 2, 21 to 23. Hallelujah. It was good. Even the woman was also good, though it was afterwards. The woman was good, you know. But later on, we see anything that is done by a man, it becomes bad. We continue up Genesis 3, 1 to 6. Amen. Hallelujah. There we don't say amen because it was not very good. It wasn't good at all. Hallelujah. It wasn't. By saying hallelujah, we are praising our God, but we are not praising what happened. Are you getting it? Now, here we are. Bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, has brought disaster unto the kingdom of Adam. Here was a big, big, big problem. We don't know where Adam was. But here is Eve with the fruit. I thank God because in Matthew 6, the Bible talks of the prayer, okay, our Lord's prayer. Give us a, and we continue, amen? We were taught that from Sunday school. But remember one thing. Eve didn't pray for this fruit. Are you getting it? She just took it, ate it, and gave her husband, Adam. I wish she prayed for this, the way we pray, the way our ladies pray for food. Before it is eaten, I love you guys. Give yourself, bring your hands together for our ladies. Amen. Because before you eat, hallelujah, that's fresh of my fresh bone on my bone, before she eats today, not during those times, not during the if time, but today, they have to pray. Hallelujah. And say, yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, if only, tell your neighbor, if only prayed unto the Lord to bless the fruit that she was ready to eat. If only. Disaster could have happened. Are you getting it? It could have happened. Why? God could have come. He used to come during the cool of the day. Read the Bible. God used to visit these people during the cool of the day. You know? And now, it's a matter of calling him. God. By then, Jesus was not revealed. But we can say, okay, we take it this way because this is the way we do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know we love you. And not those prolonged prayers, sisters. Can I correct you because I love you? Can I correct you somehow? Let me just correct you. Prayer of the food is not prayer of other things. It's prayer of the food. Are you getting it? Because at times you bring temptations. Are you getting it? You pray for your ancestors. You pray for your kids. You pray. If you want to pray in the beginning, in the morning, you pray and bless your people. Amen? And then you continue. If the food comes, let it be short and sweet. Tell your neighbor, short and sweet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you because of this food. We receive it with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And we eat the food and we continue. But not a matter of grandfather who was here and he went to Canada and then he came back and my children who are still in my stomach, if not my ubu, and the like and the like and the like. You are putting us into temptation because you see kids starting eating. Yeah, you are boring us. God forbid. Praise the Lord. But I'm trying to say this. If only prayed unto this issue, today we won't be having the things what we are encountering. Are we not encountering problems? Do you know who or other did this? Is Adam. Otherwise, the kingdom, we would be enjoying it. No cooking, no nothing, because the fruits are all over. We will be eating, we'll be satisfied, we'll be frying, maybe we'll be walking, we'll be doing whatever we would like. Because God's ways are not our ways, neither is not our thoughts. And the thing is, God wanted us to live well in this kingdom. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It was good. It was good. Now we go to the characters. Let's have 2-3 characters and we are out of here. 2-3 characters and we are done. The people that did started with God. Remember, we are saying, in the beginning, God. Have you forgotten? In the beginning? In the beginning? Now even if we leave, we know. In the beginning, God. We shall continue. Okay, now we are going to character number one. Character, and for your information, we saw God doing all what he did in 6 days, and whatever he did was good. Because in the beginning, God. It's God who was doing all this kind of stuff. Praise the Lord. We get into Judges. Straight to Judges. Judges 6. And I have one character. I don't know whether he's around here. There is a guy I love here. Where is Gideon? Gideon the young. Not Gideon the Mzee. Okay, it's okay. Mama, can you take this to him, eh? You take it before we read there. I have to say it, and I'm not sorry. I met that gentleman cleaning this room, and I was challenged. Tell him he challenged me. Tell him he's a gold vessel as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. Tell him it's written in the book of remembrance. Amen. Young ones, please, you guys, take them like gold. Like gold. Why? We need gold tomorrow. Hallelujah. Tell him and don't forget. Because if you forget, I'll tell him and I'll challenge you. Amen. Judges 6. 37 to 40. If you are there, let's go ahead. Because I don't want to keep you here long. I want to finish early. We were late somehow. But we want to make it. Judges 6, 37, 40. Yeah, go ahead, my dear, please. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see our brother Gideon here. He has been commissioned to go and fight God's enemies. But you remember how he was commissioned. The angel came and said, hey, you men of Aaron, hey, you are what? By then he's just hiding. He's full of fear. You know, I don't want these enemies to see me. He's doing his duties. But you wait. Now, Gideon is here. And now, I don't know whether to go or not. I don't know whether that angel was there. You know, he can be from hell. You never know. But here I want to know exactly, is it you, God? Is it you? Because I don't want to begin without you. Because we said, in the beginning, God. So Gideon is here, wants to start, wants to begin with God. Amen? Hallelujah. Many people, okay, you have heard of freeze and the way he was saying, yeah, let it be dry outside there, let it be wet, then the freeze. Many people have been questioning about Gideon. Say, this guy was no, he had no faith. He had no faith. He could have gone and fight these guys, and he was given the mantle to do and finish these people. But let me tell you, Gideon was a man like you and me. Hallelujah. He was doubting. And there are times you can doubt. He was full of fear. Yes, you do. But we have him that liveth forever. The time he went outside there, and the way God did it, because, okay, the freeze, according to, you know, even when at your foolish questions, God is there to answer them. Amen? Yes. How do I go about this? How do I go? It's good to know that this is the will of God. It's good to know this is the beginning of God and the way you go about it. Praise the Lord. So, Gideon is here, and he left and went to battle. The Bible says, if you can read down there, he had that two men, great men, that 2,000 great men. And the time he reached there, God said, you want this glory will go to you. If you continue with this, that 2,000, the glory won't be to me, God, but it will be to you, Gideon. God forbid that our glory will not be to us. Are you getting it? God forbid if we want to share the glory of God with us. So here is Gideon with that 2,000. He went and he told them, okay, now, if you are fearing, go back. You know how many people left? 22,000. 22,000. How many were left? 10. Gideon was left with a number of 10,000. What can 10,000 do to these enemies? They are like frog. They are like, they are side of the lake. There were so many. But God said, well, okay. And even now, even these 10, you're not going with these 10. Imagine, that is God. He wants all the glory. Not even this. If in the beginning it's me, God, I want to glorify myself. And then, Gideon had to take them to the brook or to the river. I say, okay, you guys, I know you are thirsty. Take you drink something. And they start drinking. And God had to choose 300 only. 9,700, they were to leave. And we see how God went on and the victory was gotten. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. That is character number one. I told you I want to keep you long. That is character number one, Gideon. And the way he got them the victory. 300 versus thousands and thousands and thousands of his enemies. God had to intervene and the glory of God was seen. Hallelujah. We go straight to character number two. Character number two. That is David. Let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 30, 1 to 8. In the beginning. Oh, am I talking to you? In the beginning. Yes, God wants us to have him in our beginning. In the beginning, God. Okay, now, 1 Samuel 30, 1 to 8. Thank you. By the way, before we continue, the effort was representing God. And now this is the only priest. Abba, call him. Abiada, okay, whatever. Okay, you can read it from your book, from your Bible. He was the only priest on the side of David. Remember, if you can read it well, David is running away from King Saul. King Saul is looking for his soul. He wants to kill him. And he had 600 men. And now Ziklag is burnt. Everything is gone. His wife even were not, they were not saved. There you are. They took the wife who? Abigail and the other one. Two wives, they were taken captives. And here, everybody is ready to stone David. You are our master, and this is the way a master is supposed to do. Imagine, he was also suffering. His wives are gone. Yeah? Two wives are gone. I'm not alone. I'm with you guys. Why are you stoning me? But they were ready to kill him. But look at it. I thank God. Because David knew the secret. He asked, can I have the effort? Can I have it? That is, can I have the presence of God here now? I'm not going by my own. You know, David was working with the Philistines now. He was working with the enemies of Israelites, if you can read the whole of it. And now he could have said, oh, I know the secret. My secret is not the 600 now. I want to call the Philistines to come and attack these guys now. I want to call my friends. I want to call the king of Egypt. I want to call these guys and we go and fight these people. But David didn't do that. Instead, he asked for effort. Bring the effort. Are you the priest? Go ahead and minister now. Okay, now let's pray. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God. So David, in the beginning, saw God. And I can't do it. I can't trust my strength. Yes, I call that Goliath. Yes, I did this. Yes, I have been doing it. Yes, not experience now. Is God in this? Is he in this? If he is in this, if he knew it in the beginning, God. So now, he inquired from heaven, do I pursue or not? I'm asking you, God, because I know the battle is not mine. Do I pursue? And he was given an okay. Permission granted. When the permission was granted, I'm telling you, he went with the six. If you can read down there. And he met an Egyptian. Egyptian led him to where the battle was. And he finished everything. Let's go to what? Okay. 17. That is 17. 17, please. Just imagine, David with his 600, he fought these people, yeah? And everybody was finished, other than 400 that ran, and they were young. David, maybe he couldn't chase them, but they went with the camel, and they left, just 400. Other than that, everything was done. 18, the same. I like that. Yes. And by the way, hi, he had 600. And if you can read up there, they didn't go all of them. Listen good. There were 600. Look at that figure. But later on, the others 200 said, we are tired, we can't make it. Me, I just married the other day. Me with the fighting, I'm not ready for it. Say, okay, is that the way? Be left. The 200 were left. And then he took the 400. And then they went and they fought. Did you hear it good? Were you reading your Bible? Did you hear everything? He recovered. Including those young ones. Those ones. He recovered. Hallelujah. With the 400. I love David. I wish, David, I'll see you in heaven. And we talk about this. Because listen, the time he came with the spoil, he carried all the spoil. And he met the 200. The others were saying, oh, no, we are not going to share with you guys, you cowards. You cowards, you are cowards. Say you are coward. Yeah, you are coward. We are not going to share with you these spoils. You want to not touch nothing. We have brought your wives. Take your wife, take your children, but not this. This spoil is ours with the 400. We shall share equally. David had to stand and say, hey, listen good, even them. Even the 200 you are talking about, they were part of us. Yes, because they were doing the neology. Maybe they were praying. When we are fighting up there, they are praying. And because they are praying, they are part of the team. Hallelujah. Don't be retro anybody you see around here. Can you hear me good? Don't try to be retro. The one that you say, even those ones, even the kids that are coming here, don't rebuke them. Because you never know of tomorrow. That is kid that you're what are you doing? You can't, your mama can't hold you. Wait. You never know. He might be the pillar of this church. Praise the Lord. They got to know the spoil. And I'm telling you, they shared equally. I love David. Amen. Yes, he was a man like you and me, and he had all the shortcomings. Me, I'm holier than thou. I live in heaven, and I come in the morning, and this is why you see me there. Zero. You are in this world, and you remain in this world. Till Jesus is revealed, till Jesus come and we are captured and we go to heaven. Hey. Yeah. Not unless. Tell your neighbor, not unless. I belong to this world. You know what Jesus said? I'm not praying that you take them to heaven, but sustain them. Because if Peter was taken to heaven, if James was taken to heaven, today you will be born again. That's what you are trying to tell me. You know, even if Peter happened to live with Jesus, I don't care. The gospel could have reached me. With who? No gospel. Amen? So we want to be sustained and we are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So everything, every spoil was gotten and everything was good. Wow. Time is going, but don't look at your watch. I wish those watches are taken off. Don't look at it. Amen. Because we are going to be together. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor we want to be together and we shall share this because it's sweet. It's sweet. Tell your neighbor it's sweet. Because we are not talking of Brother Francis. Oh, Pastor Francis. We are not talking of him. If I happen to talk on my things and my goods and whatever, say no. But we are talking of him. Tell your neighbor we are talking of him that liveth forever. There is God in heaven. There is God in heaven. I remember reading this book with Watchman Nee. And they were brainwashed wherever he was. And they were told, there is no God. There is no God. There is, in the morning, there is no God. In the evening, there is no God. There is no God. Excuse me. There is no God. There is no God. But one day he said, yes, they have been telling us there is no God. Every single day they are telling us there is no God. He started looking at his palm and said, excuse me. There is no God. That's what they say. But I think whoever created this dump, that's a revelation. Whoever created this dump must be stronger than us, whoever did it. I think there is power somewhere. I think there is power somewhere. I think there is power somewhere. I think there is God. I think there is God. I think there is God. There is God. Hallelujah. And there is God. This is what I'm coming to tell you. There is God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is God in heaven. The God who created this dump is not you. It's not Francis. It's not you. There is God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. This is so nice. This is nice. This is nice. This is nice. Where are we? Oh. Yeah. That character. Thank you. I have good students. Hallelujah. It's nice. I'm your brother. Tell your neighbor. That's our brother up there. I'm talking to you. This is your brother. Hello, brother. You like it or not, I'm your brother. The best thing you do is to love me. Yes. Did you hear that? Yes. The best thing you do is just to love me. Why? You want to make it to heaven, my brother? You are not of the same color, but you are my brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm drunk. Have you realized that? I'm drunk. Not of this world, but the liquor well done from heaven. And if I hit that one, I don't want any sympathy. Get me right. Get me right. I'm mouthpiece of the Most High God. Can you hear me good? Yeah. Hey, and don't let me because I can go ahead. Yeah. I'm ready to preach the gospel in the season and out of. And I'm charged by those stones because God can use those stones and minister. And now you're telling me, unless I come to that church can't exist. Go out and forget about it. Unless I give those tithe me, because I give the whole of it, this talk of 10%, I give 101%. Not you. Tell your neighbor, not me, but him that will live it forever. Hallelujah. The steps of the righteous, they are ordered by God. Even if you refuse to come, you just see yourself coming because the steps, they are ordered by God. Praise the Lord. You just see yourself knocking that door. What happened to me? I said yesterday I would be coming to this church. You see yourself here. Because it's not you, but God who liveth forever. Hallelujah. That was David. He took all the spoil and he was richer than before. This time he was beginning, because he started with God. In the beginning, those students, my student. In the beginning, God. Let's go to that character. Where are you, that character? That character, are you here or you are gone? I like that character because he's good. We are reading where? Here is that character. Jehoshaphat. I love him. I love this man. Oh, Jehoshaphat, I can't wait to meet you in heaven because I know you won't come here. I ask you some questions, but anyway, if I make it to heaven, and I know, I'll make it because he that is in me is greater than he that is in this world. I know I'll make it because in me there is that fire. Second Chronicles, you call it what? Chronicles, here, that one. Second Chronicles, provided you know where the book is. Second Chronicles 20, what? You call it 20. 20 or 20, wherever, 20, starting from 1 to 12. If I were you, I'll be there, and we go ahead because of time, and we finish it, we call it a day. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Are you there, sister? Sister Purity, my dear. Amen. Let's go to 2022. Here, okay, my sister, a minute. Here, Jehoshaphat is talking about the oracles of God. He's talking, he's trying to remind God of his deeds. Why you not? And it's good, actually. We agreed, the time we were beginning, we agreed that they were before us and we shall learn from them. We shall copy them at times, but not copy the wrong way. Yeah? Here, he's talking of the oracles of God. He's talking of the deeds of God. You did it, God. Remember God. It's like reminding God. Who knows? Without faith, you can't praise God. Jehoshaphat had not gone to heaven. Jehoshaphat had not seen God. But he had seen the deeds. And now he was quoting all these deeds. all the places. He's quoting. Here are the enemies. Jehoshaphat is not prepared to say, okay, now, I know how to fight. My grandpa, David, fought the very fight. So I'm outside there. I'll collect my friends and go and fight these people. That's not the way he's doing it. Look what he said. 22, yeah. Okay. May I remind you of what happened? Before we reached 22, if you can read up to there, Jehoshaphat later on, he had to ask the priest, what is happening here? What do we do? Fast. That was the fast. They had to fast for, was it 3 days? Okay, they had to fast. That is the thing. And after fasting, God told them, this battle is not yours. Can you hear me good? This battle is not yours. What you are going to do is the way Pastor was trying to tell us, praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord and everything will start roaring. Everything will start roaring. Look now. He was told, pick the sons of Asaph. Pick the praise team. Priest, pick Israel. Pick our sister and our brother, Pastor Julius. Pick them, pick them, pick them, bring them, bring them. You know what he did? It was not normal. Mm-mm, this is not normal. Mm-mm, we don't go this way. When it comes to fight, we don't even see the praise team. We don't. That's not their part. Their part is where, hey, we want to dance to the Lord. That's the time. But when it comes to war, we get the warriors. The warriors who can jump, who can do the needful. That's their duty now. Not the singing, not the praising the God. But here, if you can read before you reach 22, ha, 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 ha. These people started singing the Psalms 136. I thank God it was quoted in the morning by our sister Catherine. When you go there, just remind her that she quoted my message, the message that the Lord wanted to give it to me. Psalms 137:36. You know what the Bible says? Praise to the, give thanks unto the Lord for his good and his mercies endureth forever. They had no other song. They had no other song, but they started dancing. Remember, they are going to their enemies. Remember, they are not equipped with guns, rifles, and the like, and you know, and all those kind of stuff. Yes, the army is behind them, but these guys, they are ahead, praising the Lord. Here, the battle is not ours. Hallelujah. And you see them, they can't see now the enemies. They are seeing God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. God who was, God who is, God who is to come, God who rescued us from the land of Egypt. Oh, praise the Lord for his mercies endureth forever. Praise God for his good and his mercies endureth forever. Praise the Lord. It's like, oh, Catherine, you are here. May the Lord bless you. Thank you for the Psalms 136. That's my psalm. Praise the Lord. For his good and his mercies endureth forever. My God, it's not another of confusion. But when his enemies come, he can bring confusion. Praise the Lord. If you can read down there. If only you can read down there. As they began, in the beginning, are we together? In the beginning, the time they took God first, what happened? Mm-hmm. Was it just defeated? How down there? Listen. Now, we are teaming up with the Antuanja now. This is the team now. She's not from where I come from. She's from somewhere, but he's the enemy. I mean, we are attacking the same enemy. We are attacking the Israelites. Look now, we came together, we ate together, but see what happened now. Okay, now the people from Sire, okay, the enemy now, the Sire, those are the names. Those are the enemies of the Israelites. They started attacking the Israelites there with their singing there up there. Praise the Lord. For his good and his mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord. For his good and his mercies endure forever. These enemies started saying, I think we didn't come together. You are my enemy. They started attacking themselves. Can you hear it? Can you hear that? They attacked until they finished one group. They helped destroy one another. Continue. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jehoshaphat got in all the riches. Not because of his sweating. Not because of anything other than praising the Lord. In the beginning, the time we put God first. The time we start with the beginning. The time we put God first, everything turns to be good. Because that's what we started and we saw everything that God did was good. Was good. Was good. Was good. How did you start your morning? How was your day? In the beginning, God, how was it? How was your business? How was your family? How did you start your family? Did you begin your family good with God? Don't worry. If you started bad, they say, how did you get out from the bed with the left leg or something? They say that, he got out of bed with the wrong foot. No, if it happened, I thank God that we have him that liveth forever. He is a God of second chance. Amen. If it happened, you didn't consult God in the first place. Oh, newly married people. If maybe there is an error somewhere, you didn't do it right, still you have a chance. Amen? You can go back to the crossroad and tell God, here we messed. Help us. If that career of yours you started in the beginning, God, instead of in the beginning, Francis, I have a chance to go back to God. And tell him now, here, forgive me. Forgive me because I started by my own. In the beginning, Francis, and here is the problem. And I'm telling you, if it is in the beginning, God, you have a chance of asking question. You can ask God a question. What is happening here? I remember one day, anyway, we don't have kids around here, and I think we are all grown. And it came a time when we needed a kid. Seriously. And I thank God. Anyway, praise the Lord. Before everything, let me not go there because some people will start stoning me here. But I'm a minister of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. So at times we can talk this, can't we? In the beginning, I'm telling you, before that, before making that child, if you can kneel down, I'm telling you, you kneel down and God and happen to get that child. I'm telling you. When that child happened to go astray, you can stand before God and say, God, remember I prayed you. Remember, God, it was you and me. Remember, God, this is not from nowhere else. I consulted you first. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, this child will come back. Yeah, hey, hey. Yes, I'm telling you. Okay, the newly married. The newly married. Before. Now we want to get him. We want to get that child. Now we want to get that one. Kneel before the Lord. Kneel before the Lord. God, here now. We want a child. Now, God, we want a child. And I'm telling you, the child will come. And when the child comes, I'm telling you, you have all the reasons to ask God, why is it going this way? Why is the kid going this way? Yeah? We prayed you. Hallelujah. Hannah style. Can you remember Hannah style? Hannah of Erekana? Can you remember the time of Aaron? Hey, you are drunk, you woman. You are a woman of bad character. You come in the church drunk. Said Hannah, said, oh, my master, I'm not drunk. If I get that child, I promise I'll bring the child to the child to church. And he will be a minister. Amen. Praise the Lord. How did you start? I'm telling you, there is regret after you do it without involving God. After you do it without involving God. Praise the Lord. Seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. That is a Matthew 6, that are 3, don't read because of time. And here we are. Seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and the rest will be an additional. People have been taking it this way. Seeking the kingdom of God first is to get born again. That's not the way. Seek the kingdom of God first. It's every day's thing. Are you getting it? Every single day. What is the kingdom of God? It's his will. The kingdom of God, what is the kingdom of God? It's his purpose. Am I getting in here? Is that your will? Is that your will? Is that your plan? Is that your purpose? Is that your objectivity? That's the way to go about it. Praise the Lord. Every single minute, we ask God whether it is his will. And in the beginning, oh, you have forgotten, huh? In the beginning, praise the Lord. I remember one day, don't we have shortcomings? Oh, you know, for you, I'm sorry, for you, you live in heaven, come in the morning, say hi to us, in the evening again, you go there. We don't do that, do we? Do we do that? I don't belong to this world, I come visiting. I just come visiting and leave and go. In the evening, you can't see me here because I don't want to crash shoulders with you sinners. God forbid, because the gospel, how can you preach the gospel? Praise the Lord. It happened one day. I'm crowning it all. It happened one day. And Francis had to lead himself. Francis, the outermost man, not the innermost. Led himself, and in our village, it was one area. We saw some guys that were ahead of us. They were going to Utari College. And we were saying, oh my God, there is no need of going furthering your education. Just go to Utari College and you make it. And it is true. Some were making it. Though some were became drunkards. Here, everybody after, you go first year, second year, the third one, oh, you see a guy driving. My God, I don't want this other education. I don't want to other course. I want to go to Utari. And Francis Munene happened to be one. So now, who hates to drive? Who hates those fast riches? You get the riches quick. Who hates it? Ah, you hate it. I don't like it. I want to be rich when I'm 99 and a half years. That's what you are trying to tell me. You want to get rich fast, just like this. I start driving Mercedes like my doctor around here. Eh? You know, and you feel good. Amen. It's not a sin. It's not. So this time, Francis was given a letter by someone big, and a secretary of tourism and wildlife. Take this letter to the principal of Utari College. Francis is being led by Francis. So, no, you know, Francis just went straight. And you know, in the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, Francis. Tell your neighbor, in the beginning, not a doctor. But in the beginning, so Francis, being led by Francis, left all the way with a letter from undersecretary. And I'm telling you, Kenya is good. Who knows if you get even the principal, the time he sees a letter from undersecretary, tourism and wildlife. When do you want to join the class? But unfortunately, and I thank God, unfortunately, I didn't meet the principal. He was not there. He said, he's on leave. How are you connected? Oh, I'm his cousin. You know those boys, small boys. I am his cousin. Oh, you're his cousin. Oh, what do you want to eat? Utari College. What do you want to eat? I was well, you know, taken care of. And then I left. Francis, leading Francis, took the letter. Not back to get to sorry, don't let me not mention that guy. Not to undersecretary. Not taking back the letter to undersecretary, but taking it into my pocket. Francis, leading Francis. And then I'm back home, and I forgotten about it. I thank God because I think it was not the will of God. Because maybe I wouldn't be saved today. Maybe I wouldn't be with you today. Because Utari, we were seeing it like God, like heaven. Are you getting it? We were seeing it like heaven. Every good things were coming from that college. Hey, I was to go and do food and beverage, sales and service course. That is Francis. And 3 months, I'll be driving after my college because I'll go and join Nafoko Hotel, those big hotels. They used to call them five-star. Woo! Francis, with the manager of food and beverage, sales and service course in the Brock Hotel. Ah! Ooh, that's the man, driving in our village. Eh? Hey, guys, how are ya? You know, and I continue, you know, but God is good. Say God is good. I didn't reach there. Because I'm telling you, maybe I could have gotten salvation. What for? I have got everything. Yes, everything. Big house. If I feel like building a house, hey guys, that one. I want a house like that one. And they build it. Because Monday was there. I was just seeing tourists. I was seeing them coming to my office. Yes, Francis, yes, what can I do for you? Hey, la 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 la. And I end up getting dollars and I'll be a tycoon. God forbid. Because today, I'm where I am because of my God. Tell your neighbor, I'm where I am because of my God. Amen. Maybe I could have landed to a place nobody knows. Amen. But I thank God today. Today, because the steps of the righteous, they are ordered by God, I'm where I am today, and I can't regret it. Amen. Them that went that way, well, I don't know how they landed, but some didn't land good. Some ended to be drunkards. Some ended to be, they don't know God. They don't care about God. Why? They have all the monies of the world. God forbid. Praise the Lord. In the beginning, let's stand up. In the beginning, God, whatever you have, however retro, let it be. The beginning, let be it God. Now we have the new year. It's still young. It's still young. Go and write those resolutions. Write them down. And we see what will happen at the end of this year. We are still young. We have this. The year is still young. The year is still young. So don't worry. Don't worry. God wanna make it. God wanna shape it good. If only you put God in the beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to just have a, I don't know, Pastor, just read us. I can see the praise team. Oh, Sisra is here. Just give us that number and we go before the Lord. And let me tell you, if there is anywhere that you have gone astray, if there is anywhere that you began, if you happen to start it bad, we can come back. Amen? Yes. That's why we are saved. This is why we are born again. We have our Father. He came to his own and his own rejected him. But for us that accepted him, he gave us power to become his children. We are his children. We can go to him now and again and again and again. Try to remember. Try to see where you went wrong. And God is ready to forgive you and you continue. Praise the Lord. Amen. Israel, give us that one. And we go before the Lord. Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus, we want to adore you, we want to glorify you. Thank you for your word, O Jehovah God, that has quickened our spirits, O Jehovah. Thank you, dear Lord, because you have reminded us, my God, in everything that we do, we put you first, King of Glory. Because you have reminded us, my God, in the beginning, God. So wherever we have gone astray, wherever we started by our own, O Jehovah, we ask for forgiveness, King of Glory. Forgive us, my God, and help us to start afresh. We worship you. We glorify you. Thank you. Thank you for such a time like this. Thank you because, my God, you gave us this word to hear and to go according to thy word. We worship you. We exalt you. We magnify you. For we pray, believing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. 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 God bless you. God do you good. Amen.